start off with a congratulations in order.
Thank you very much. We're very excited.
If you can summarize what's happening.
We have decided to get into the systems business, which is basically when you're in an office, all of the cubicles and file cabinets, all of that that make up what people now think of as just the normal office space. And when we decided to do this, we announced at our big show in June that this is the direction we were headed. And at the same time, we found out that Knoll was looking at discontinuing this product line because it was too small for them. They're such a huge company, and it had gotten too small for them. But for us, it's a great opportunity to get into the systems business. And so we went and talked to them and made a deal and signed it officially yesterday.
And for those who are not familiar, since Neutral Posture is in North Bryan, not exactly on the freeway, and and if you can also share where Knoll Incorporated is based out of, if you can just give a reminder of what Neutral Posture does and go into a little bit more about what you're acquiring in this transaction.
Okay, well, Neutral Posture is primarily a chair company, so we make every kind of chair that you can work in, from office environments to industrial, medical, healthcare. We do every kind of work chair you can imagine. We are located on Texas Avenue, a mile and a half north of the co-op in Bryan. So the stuff that we're buying is all located in Grand Rapids and Muskegon, Michigan. That's where the two manufacturing facilities are that Knoll makes this product in today. And so we've been up there, we've looked at the stuff, and it's just amazing. It's so different from what we do now. We are really more of an assembly shop, and this is true manufacturing. One of the roll-forming machines is 150 feet long. So, you know, you put a piece of sheet metal in one end of it, and it comes out a rectangular tube that's slotted and punched and welded at the other end. So it's pretty amazing, the equipment that we'll be bringing from Michigan to down to the Brazos Valley.
And that was my follow-up then. The manufacturing is coming here.
It is coming here. We don't know exactly where it's going yet because it is going to require about 50,000 square feet, but we've got a couple of different facilities that we're looking at, and we'll make a decision on which facility we're going to go with within the next 10 days.
No doubt you've had some people offer.
We have. There's some good space available, and you know, some of it's in Bryan College Station, some of it's outside, a little bit outside of the area. So we're really looking at what the options are and trying to figure out the best place to put it. Obviously, we'd like to put it as close to the chair factory as we can, but you know, right now it's really a matter of figuring out what's the best space to put this equipment in, because it's a lot of work to get it moved, and it's not something we want to do again in a year.
How many employees in Michigan, and have they been offered an opportunity to transfer?
We don't know exactly how many people they have working on this line. We know that for us, we're going to be adding about 20 different positions here in the Bryan College Station area. We're looking at maybe trying to bring 3 or 4 from Michigan to Texas, but that's all. Everybody else would be hired here locally. We just need some experience with the roll forming and some of those things that we just don't have any experience with.
And the product that you're acquiring, how much of a mindset change is this going to make for y'all in management in promoting this stuff and getting this stuff sold? And I'm assuming that you're wanting to grow this line, obviously.
We will, and the thing that's so beautiful about all this is that it goes through our standard distribution. So all of our salespeople and all of our dealerships already sell similar type products, so it's a great way for us to expand our product line and to have an offering that's just really an extension of what we already do. So it's not like we're trying to go into a completely new area of distribution. All of our representatives and dealers already understand this kind of product and are able to sell it. So the product line that we're actually buying will continue on as it is from Knoll. It will stay the equity line and be offered through, you know, the current distribution and so forth. And then our intention is to have a different version of the product line to introduce next summer as well. So we'll have actually phase two ready to go into production by June, which is when our biggest trade show is.
This is the first type of acquisition of its kind that you've been involved with?
We actually acquired another chair company in 98 called Harvard Interiors. So we have been an acquisition before, but nothing of this magnitude. This is a pretty huge deal for us, and that's one of the reasons we're so excited, is it really gives us the opportunity to jump into this business in a big way. If we had just come out with our own systems line, it would take us years and years to get to where we will be in January.
So I imagine the adrenaline is pretty high over at Neutral Posture.
It really is. We have a phenomenal team, and everybody's very excited about this. We've been working on it since the middle of June, and our management team has been involved for about the last 2 months, really working on how we would make the transition. Noel is going to keep manufacturing the product line until the end of December, and so we will start actually getting some of the equipment in the November, then beginning of December timeframe, and moving it to Texas. So we're hoping that from a manufacturing standpoint, there will only be about 4 weeks that there won't be any product being manufactured. So for the customer base, it should be a pretty smooth transition for them and a continuous source of supply.
And is this a point of sale type of manufacturing where customers get things customized?
Everything is custom built, so you don't build any of it until you know exactly what size panel, what kind of fabric, what the laminate finish is, what the paint finish is. So it's all, once it's ordered, then you put it into the manufacturing system.
What else have I missed that listeners need to know?
Just that we're so excited to be bringing this many jobs to Bryan College Station. It's a phenomenal opportunity for us. And we're just thrilled and ready to get going.
Current employment is?
Right now at the chair factory, we have about 80 people. We're actually expanding at the on the chair side as well. Our sales are up 25% this year. So it's just, everything is just wonderful. We're just really thrilled with where we're headed and what's been happening. And so we're actually adding on the chair side as well.
And is that also going to mean a building expansion as well as adding employees?
We actually can expand a lot in our current space that we have right now. We're only working one shift, so we have a lot of area to expand, probably working at about 50% of capacity on one shift. So we can do a lot more in the building that we're in on the chair side without doing any expanding in that facility.
Well, I can tell there's a big, fat smile in your voice.
There really is. It's quite an accomplishment to be able to make this kind of an acquisition and to really be able to expand our company. We're growing up. I mean, we're 25 years old, and this is huge for us to be able to really become a true furniture manufacturing company.
And that's something you don't hear much anymore about American furniture manufacturing.
There's a lot of it that's moved overseas, and we're very, very thrilled to be a U.S. manufacturer.